one man's will against another man's will. It's one man's toughness versus another man's toughness. You have to believe it. You have to look in each other's eyes and know it.
Opportunities multiply as they are seized. As they are seized. They ain't gonna give it to you. This is gonna be a four-quarter battle.
Go down to history, but be the real deal. How you do that? You finish your job. You wanna go play for all? Let's go play for all.
Nice little montage brought to you by 11warriors.com. I'm fairly familiar with that.
Get you fired up right there?
They do a little Buckeyes. Well, that Urban, like again, I was looking for the voices that I recognize, and that last Urban one is very, very good because we always see him so polished and under control. So to see him kind of, you know, out of his element and getting emotional with his team is very cool. And yes, where's my Buckeye helmet? Where's my Scarlet Gray? I'm ready.
Don't you have a Scarlet? Didn't you pick up a Scarlet Explorer from our good friends at Liberty Ford? And I have a gray F-150. So together we have Scarlet.
Right,
we do.
I had to say this. I contacted Michael Herrick over at Liberty Ford Parma Heights. Great guy. And I said, hey, dude, I'm ready to bring in my white Explorer. And I said, no, by the way, could I not get another white one? Because cruising down the 90 and 480 and the streets of Westlake, I look into every white Explorer I see, and it's always a female driver. So I said, I need to switch up the color, get me something else. And ironically, they got me a awesome, awesome Scarlet Explorer with the black interior. It is sweet, and I love that thing. Love it.
It's awesome. And then we have Scarlet and Gray together. We'll drive out of here, and it'll be like a perfect Buckeye.
Absolutely. We'll drive out together and hopefully bring home a victory. I thought, and I said the same thing to the sales manager. I said, just in time for the game. So, again, your guys' calls make our show. We want to hear from you. Call your shot. And the Ohio State Buckeyes will beat Oregon if. Let's go to the phones. Len in Broadview Heights.
Oh, hey. Is that me?
That's you, bro.
Oh, hey, this is Dr. Ryan. I appreciate you taking my call. The one thing that I haven't heard anyone talk about is the TV breaks. And this being a big game, all the TV breaks, the Alabama game took so long. I think that's going to give us a lot more rest as Buckeye fans and break some momentum that the Ducks might have and be a play right in the hands of the Buckeye fans. So I'm calling a victory for the Buckeyes, and let me know with your experience with all the TV breaks for this national championship game, how that differs from the regular season.
Thank you for your call, and it is a great point, and it is something that I think can work for and potentially against Ohio State. Everybody knows the pace of Oregon's offense and how they like to get X amount of snaps and keep everybody unable to substitute. But because it is what what it is, and of course ESPN is delighted to have this football game and all the marketing associated with this football game, those endorsers are going to want to showcase their products, and so there's going to be a lot more timeouts, and also too, the length of those timeouts will be a little bit longer than usual. And to give you my experience, I only liked the TV timeouts when I was a special teams player, because when you run down and kickoff, you wanted that to be able to catch your breath and then be able to come back and go out for defense or punt team rather. So this is something that can work for Ohio State in slowing down Oregon. But if Chris Ash and Luke Fickell come out with a great plan and we're stopping Oregon consistently and their pace and tempo and efficiency is not bothering us, to me, that's something we want to maintain that momentum in this case, and we hope that's something that we do have mastered going into the football game.
How hard is it? I watch these college games, and I think the halftime is so long. How do you possibly keep that momentum through halftime?
I particularly don't recall the 2002 National Championship halftime, but I do recall, the Super Bowl halftime. And we were told by our coaches to unstrap our pads, take off our helmets, take off your shoes, and relax. I believe it was a 37-minute halftime. You know, from the time that you hit the locker room until your time you're needed
back
on the
football. And you're used to 12.
And you're used to 12. So 37-minute halftime. And, I mean, you saw guys, you know, guys were taking naps. Guys were, you know, laying with their feet up. It was almost – you were prepared for it by them telling you it was going to be that long, but you didn't necessarily, know it was how it was going to be. So you didn't start talking football about what happened in the first half until about the 15-minute mark. And then you got with your coaches. You did about 10 minutes worth of coaching, and then the last 5 minutes were for you to go to the restroom, get strapped up, get ready, get mentally ready to go out and finish and implement, you know, your halftime changes. So it is difficult, and I think because Urban Meyer, you know, does have this experience, having been there and done that, he has had these conversations with his team moving forward to have them ready for, the longer breaks that will be a part of this football game. Let's go back to the phones. Lex in Sandusky. What's up, Lex?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
First of all, I wanted to thank you personally and the rest of the 2002 Buckeyes for punching Miami in the mouth.
You got it, man. My pleasure.
Watching that show on ESPN to you made me sick how they gave you guys no credit and wanted to blame everything else. But anyway, my first question is, do you think that the OSU's defense needs to score tonight for us to be successful?
To answer that, not necessarily. I think they have to get a turnover or be very, very good on third down. I wrote down the stats earlier. Oregon was 7 of 12 on third down versus Florida State the other night. Alabama was 2 of 13. So I believe if we can meet somewhere in the middle and keep them below 50% efficiency on third down, that would equate to a turnover in my eyes. But they don't necessarily need to score because I think Ezekiel Elliott and Cardale Jones and that offense, as explosive as it has been, will put points on the board. It's just a matter of giving our offense more points as opposed to giving Mariota more opportunities.
Very good. What about Coach Meyer's experience? How much does that help? His experience in national championship games, how much does that help Ohio State over Oregon's coach, who I don't think he has any?
He does not. I think it's a great thing for Ohio State. As I just said in regards to the breaks and the longer halftime, Urban Meyer and his staff, a lot of the guys have been with him for many years, well beyond just Ohio State, so they all have gotten that experience and will bring that to their position groups. And as I said, those conversations will be had. And I believe, as we open the show, I think Nick Saban might be the only other one, but the best big game college coach is Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. And so he will have these guys ready. And that's why also, too, I don't expect Ohio State to come out slow, to be lethargic. I think they're going to create that game plan both offensively and defensively. I think defense might feel out Oregon in their game plan a little bit, but I think that Urban Meyer would be very decisive with his game plan coming into the game offensively with Cardale Jones and Ezekiel Elliott.
No question, and I think it's going to be important as well, as we got a tweet here from @209TripsPad said, Matt, would you agree or disagree that Marcus Mariota has not gotten popped yet, and if he does, he'll start to think and start questioning himself?
100%.
Got to get physical.
One of my key factors in this football game, I think special teams will be a factor if we can make a play with Jalen Marshall, as explosive as he is. And then I have it written down right here. Hit Mariota early and often, but within the rules. That's not something that we can go out of our way to just to get a hit on him. We can't give Oregon a free 15. So I do. I believe the more that we can bring that Big Ten mentality to this football game and be physical. And I think for us to be able to play the way we did against a Wisconsin football team who, yes, was very dominant on one side of the football, but they're predicated on physicality. Then you want to talk about Alabama. Alabama and those linebackers, their offensive and defensive fronts are the biggest, most physical in all of college football, and we were able to play with them. If we can bring the same intensity to this football game and get hits, you know, on these guys in space – and also, more so than anything, we will have an opportunity to get Marcus Mariota. I think angles, you know, on Marcus Mariota and these guys, because they may be faster than and have more space than we're used to playing with. And then also, too, I think tackling is going to be huge in this football game. Tackling Marcus Mariota, putting that hit on him. Oregon is basketball on grass, very similar to, to Kurt Warner and what those guys did back in St. Louis. So being able to come to balance and make those plays, you know, in space and get those guys to the ground will be a key factor in this football game. Let's get another call here. We've got Frank in Kent. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Good, good, good. Okay, we got all this talk about game plans and everything, and that's all set. I mean, they're ready to go. Players got to get themselves mentally into the game. Speaking as a fan now, we have to get our cheers going and start our tailgating. So I've come up with a new, we got the O-H-I-O. I've got a new one. It's called O-R-E-G-O-N-E. You're gone, Oregon.
I like that. Very, very, very cool. Again, a nice play on words. I think, as I said, Buckeye Nation, as we'll hear later, is in full effect down in Dallas right now, and they are representing to the fullest. We will be coming. We'll be heading a break here, and when we come back, we will hear from Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, and myself had an opportunity to sit down and talk everything from quarterbacks to Urban Meyer to those Oregon Ducks that we will see tonight. So you are listening to Cleveland. Ah, I did it. Ohio State Buckeye
Daily. Come
on, Daily,
man. That's okay for me, not for you.
Driven by Liberty
the
Ford
Ohio State University.
On ESPN 850 WKNR.